The Ray D'Arcy Show on RTE Radio 1 with All Care Pharmacy. Expert advice to keep the whole family healthy at All Care, the largest Irish-owned pharmacy brand.
515-515 for text. Now, there's pictures in all the papers today. Brian Redmond and Lorraine dancing with Donegal O'Callaghan and all sorts of other people at the autumn launch yesterday. And one man who was conspicuous by his absence, and indeed his jackets were conspicuous by their absence as well, is Julian Benson. So why weren't you there? Do you have a note?
Oh, no, I have a note. Unfortunately, I couldn't make it. I had a prior commitment. I had to go get an NCT on the old body.
Oh, did
so
you?
So there's a checkup, and that's the reason I wasn't there.
Well, that's more important.
The truth is the truth, right? But I watched it on social media and I was there in spirit.
Okay. And you're all, how is the health?
Good, thank God, Ray, at the moment. We're rocking and rolling. I'm keeping on top of it. Again, it's a 24/7 thing.
Yeah.
Dean, you just got to keep focused, fit, diet, nutrition, etc. But good, yeah. I can't complain.
Because you didn't tell anybody for a long time that you had cystic fibrosis.
Yeah, I suppose it was one of those things. It didn't matter. I just had it. You know, it was just part of my life. It wasn't a big deal. I got on, you know. CF was part of me. It didn't define who I was, essentially. So, I mean, my close friends knew, but as I said, when people met me, they just met Julian, you know? Yeah. Because the way I look at life is everyone, Ray, has their own challenge in life. Everyone might have their own illness or something to get on with. You just get on with it. And I just got on with it. Yeah. Essentially, you know?
And then why did you decide eventually?
Oh, well, really, for many years, the last few years, Ray, I'd always said, if I got to a stage in my life that I could really help and make a difference and a change, I said I would tell my story, but then, and that's why I set up my foundation, because I want to encourage, inspire anybody, not just people with CF, people who've got a challenge in life, to say, go for your dreams, believe in your passion, because through adversity can come great things. Mm. And I believe there's no limits. So I just decided, right, I'm going to do this, Ray. And it was a big challenge. And I'd spoken about it with my mom. I said, look, I'm going to do this at the right time. I wanted people to know me, Ray. I wanted people to get to know the real Julian, you know.
First.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I don't go and say, you know, like, I meet Ray D'Arcy. You know, I meet the character, the person. The personality behind it, you know.
And I suppose people got to know you through Dancing with the Stars. And then you thought, yes, after a couple of years, now I can tell them.
Yeah, I believe in universal timing. Right. And the timing is right, Ray. Okay. And I had been planning, just because my mum, before she had passed away, and after she passed away, you know, you have a moment in your life, Ray, when you think, and you think hard, you think long and hard, because I've been looking after my mum during that period. And I just said, you know what? It's time to do something important, to do something good, to give back, to do something real. Yeah. I'm in show business. It's entertaining. Yeah. It's glitz and glamour. Yeah. But through that medium, I wanted to give something back. I wanted to be able to help. I need a raison d'etre in life. And this is my raison d'etre. It's to help and to encourage and to inspire.
And we'll talk about that in a moment. You were very close to your mum. And you cared for her near the end.
Yes.
And you made a lot of sacrifices to do that.
Oh, dear, I wouldn't even call it a sacrifice. Well,
you
Ray, gave I was up privileged.
A, right.
Well, you know, I honestly...
Go on, then. Go on.
Yeah, no, I was privileged, yes. And people might think, wow, God, you stepped away from your work for a while, you didn't do things, you moved in with your mum, you looked after her. But, Brian, she had looked after me so well. She, you know, it was the only thing, or the most important thing for me, was to give back. I think in life we have to give back to those who care for us. And that was a win. That wasn't by jackpot. It was tough. Let me listen. At the end of the day, it was really, really tough. But it was the best experience of my life. I did what I needed to do. She cared for me so well, and I wanted to give her back.
And were you an only child?
I have one brother.
Oh, you've one brother.
So, okay. So we're like chalk and cheese. I'm like Fred Astaire, Twinkle Toes, and he's the big time lawyer, you know. So it's like, you know, never the twain shall meet. But I love him. But he was also brilliant to me. So I have to acknowledge my brother, because he was the guy in the background keeping an eye on me when I was well, Adrian. He was fantastic as well, you know.
So you set up the Julian Benson Foundation.
Yes.
And your plan is to build a house. Where and for who?
Okay, there's two parts of the project. Okay. Project A is, first of all, to provide an accommodation facility for CF families who travel to Dublin from all over Ireland, who attend St. Vincent's Hospital or the Mater for transplant. Because, right, there's nowhere in Dublin for them to stay. It's so expensive when you come to Dublin, and parking. So I'm going to put a 10-bedroom facility in place, en suite. So we're reaching out to the public to help us with that. That's part A of the Then the bigger dream picture is Ireland's first wellness respite retreat. So this will be a medical holistic facility, excuse me, like in a woodland setting by a lake where there'll be 10 individual medically equipped houses with on-site a medical centre. So people can go for healing, aftercare, for treatment in a tranquil setting, and really just to provide that extra service, because people are in hospital for a long time, Ray, if they get the chest infections in or they're coming for recuperation from a transplant. So I want to build that centre. So it's a big challenge.
It's ambitious, yeah.
It's ambitious. Oh, it's huge. Yeah. It's huge. People go, holy mother, Julie, are you going wild in the aisles? But listen, it's hashtag no surrender. Right. Hashtag we will build this. Yeah. No, seriously, I that is my mission.
There's an awful lot of energy in the CF community. Anytime I encounter them and I talk to people like Gillian McNulty and other people, Orla Tinsley, there's just...
Amazing.
Yeah. There's a huge drive in the community. So they get things done.
Yeah, I suppose, you know what? Yes, there is. There is a wonderful community out there. And I think we don't take things for granted. And I think that's half of it, Ray. We don't think so. And every day is a special day. And getting up, breathing, walking, talking. Yeah. Like, we're having the crack now. But I love it. We don't take things for granted. Yeah. And there's a great community. The CF community out there are brilliant. And so are the Irish people.
Yes.
They're amazing.
Now, there's something that's coming up on September the 5th. And it's the International Ladies Polo Day. Excuse me. Pure posh. It's happening in the Phoenix Park. And it's the Thursday the 5th of September. And you're inviting people to come along and they can find out more about it where?
Yes, you can. Basically, this is a huge International Polo Day in the Phoenix Park. It's going to be full day. There's a meal, there's entertainment, there's international tournaments, there's a celebrity tournament. We're getting celebrities up on horses, believe it or not. So then we have music and dancing. I mean, ladiespolo.ie is where you can find out all the details. So it's going to be an amazing day. Even if you love horses, you love a bit of fun. Even if you don't love horses, the entertainment, the style, is the best dressed award of the day for the ladies.
And they've chosen your charity as their designated charity this year, which is great.
Honored. Yeah. That's the thing, right. You know, that's why I'm here. You know, they've chosen our charity, so every penny from the event will go to my charity. So we're honoured. It's a huge, big event every year. And there's so many worthwhile charities. So we're the little acorn and they've just chosen us, so I'm delighted.
Is there must there be a bit of pressure on you, Julia, now that you've told people that you're CF and you're fronting this charity, so you have to talk about it more? Is that a bit of a pain?
No,
you don't mind?
I absolutely don't mind. Okay. I actually love it because once I set my mind on a goal, Ray, it's the mission impossible. I'm going to deliver. Nothing is impossible.
The other thing is, people, if they want to help, if they can't go along to International Ladies Polo Day or polo isn't their sport, they can text. You tell them where they can text.
Yeah, so you can text BUILD to 50300. And basically, they can donate €4 and basically, like charity, are the providers. And then all the funds they text in will go directly to us. Now, some operators, obviously...
It varies
from operator.
So most providers give 100% of the donation directly to the charity, but some charge VAT, meaning that 360 goes to the charity. So at least 360 of your €4 will go to...
And you know what? Yeah. We would love people just to text BUILD to 50300, because that money is absolutely essential.
How close are you to that?
We're very close to Project A.
Are you? Right.
Yeah. We're very close to Project A, and I hope to come back to you, Ray, with some exciting news. But I need the extra help. So, people of Ireland, get on the text, 50300, text BUILD, because we're nearly there. We just need the help. And that's why I'm reaching out.
And life is improving. In a big way for CF sufferers, isn't it?
Absolutely. There's amazing new treatments on board. Right? There's so many new things coming down the line. Life expectancy is huge. Also, the mind frame, the set is better. And people are living longer lives. And it's just like, it's building into their own lifestyle. Mm-hmm. So that's why I encourage people to dream, live, you know, go for your dreams, believe in your passions. Just look after your head, your body, everything, right. You know.
Okay.
But absolutely...
Now, Dancing with the Stars.
Oh,
it's back. It's back. They were all talking yesterday to poor Donegal Callaghan. The poor man. He was mitered. Because they were all saying, You would like him as a contestant. I think everybody would.
Shut the front door. I would adore him as a contestant. He would be box office gold. Actually, I really wouldn't. I've actually said this for a couple of years. Do you know what? He's a great character. He's a great sportsman. He's a bit of fun. He's a bit of laugh. And I think he'd resonate well.
Yeah.
And I think he's a good team player. He'd be up for the crack, I think.
I got a moment with him yesterday, just away from the maddening crowd, and I asked him, and he said, I prefer that people would talk to me about the red jocks than Dancing with the Stars.
Remember that time? I remember. I tell you how many times I've done playback.com. I was only looking where I could get a pair of the red jocks. But no, see, I was looking for sparkles on the purse, speaking, but that's another story.
I don't know if you're going to get him. I honestly don't know.
You know, but here's the thing, Ray. I would actually love if you would do it.
Yeah, yeah.
No, Ray, seriously, you actually have what it takes. I would love to see you on the dance floor. Ray, you busted a move on the TV show there in Lassie. Do you remember?
I don't.
Oh, I remember. I don't. You have what it takes. People of Ireland text into the Ray Dash.
Honestly, you should be on Dancing with the Stars. Now, Jim, we spoke to Jim. Speaking of people who are good on the dance floor, Jim, age 99, representing Ireland at the Tango World Championships in Buenos Aires.
Amazing. That man is amazing. He is what you call just a true, you know, inspiration for people who go for their dream, live for their passion, to show you that dancing can keep you alive.
Yeah.
Because dancing kept me alive. And I listened to him and I listened to him tell his story. It's fantastic. And you know what? There's no limits. 99, the World Tango. It's fantastic. I'd encourage anybody to get out and dance, because also it's great for the brain, you know, Ryan.
As he was saying that, Ray, now you're, if you
Ray,
call me
sorry,
wrong,
sorry, no, sorry,
I said to Ray once.
Oh, I'm in trouble.
Then,
sorry.
Then I said to Ray twice. And
sorry,
then,
I'm in trouble.
So Jim, and Jim was saying that, and I hadn't put that together, that actually it keeps your brain active as well, because you have to remember the sequence of the steps.
Of the steps. It's actually proven to help dementia. Dancing, it's really, there's actually medical studies, and that's why I'm sort of big advocate on dancing, in fairness. Yeah. I keep telling you don't actually understand, there's a trick here people are missing. It's overall holistic for the body, also for the mind, and yes, it's the memory, it's the muscle memory that
helps.
And
then it's social interaction.
Exactly. As you said on the thing earlier, social
interaction. For some people, too much, maybe.
Well, a little shit of sick quack does nobody any harm. We need a little bit of spark, a little bit of, you know, it does nobody any harm.
Are you involved in the live shows?
Well, yes and no, but potentially I am.
All right, okay.
Oh, listen, I can't reveal too much, right? You know?
But it's been advertised now in the INEC.
Listen, I know. But I always say it's up in the universe at the moment.
Right, okay.
Yes, you know.
So you're in, your people are in talks with their people.
Oh, my people are their people, and we're all having a great time, so right. It's all good. But listen, there'll be a few sparkles, I'm sure, coming out. Yeah.
A few sparkles or a few sparks. right, speaking of sparkles, your jackets are just, you know, amazing. Who designs them for you?
I'm very lucky. I have a wonderful young Irish designer called Claire Garvey, and she's been designing with me from day one, and actually 25 years ago in her first collection when she won the Fashion Awards, I was her model. So it's gone full circle of life.
Right.
So she does them, and they're handmade, one-off collections, and now she's gone on to do Grammy and Oscar winners, and she does all the big music awards.
Now, I asked you that for a very selfish reason, because I don't know, I haven't met Jim, so I don't know what size he is.
Yes.
But I wonder, have you got anything at home in the wardrobe that you could...
Oh.
Because Jim is coming on the TV show.
Absolutely.
That if he had a jacket 100%. There.
100%. No, I will definitely...
Would you?
No, there's not even a question.
Okay.
I promise I will go and I will find a jacket that will work for Jim.
Brilliant.
That's a deal.
That's a deal.
Because that man deserves a fabulous jacket, because he's an icon of dance.
Yeah.
I'd love to do that.
Brilliant.
I'd be thrilled to help. If I can help.
I'm going to remind people again, it's International Ladies Polo Day, and you can find out more at the...
Ladiespolo.ie.
Yeah, we're great at double act. And, and you can help Julian Benson Foundation by texting BUILD to 50300. That'll take €4, or put €4 onto your bill. Most providers donate 100%. Some take VAT, which means that 360 of what you donate will go to Julian's foundation. Yeah. He's hoping to build a house in Dublin to help help families of CF sufferers when they come up for treatment.
Absolutely.
And transplants.
And transplants. So every penny counts. So people, if you can help it, it'll exchange one coffee for one text. That's right. All I'm asking.
Okay.
Thank you.
Julian, great to see you.
Thank you so much. Yeah,
we're all looking forward to Dancing with the Stars back on Sunday evening to brighten up our dark winter Sundays.
Absolutely. Cha-cha boom. See you soon.
Cha-cha boom. See you soon. And you may or may not see Julian Benson in the INEC when Dance with the Stars goes live.
All will be revealed.
All will be revealed. All will be. That's it for us for this Friday and for this week. Mary Wilson is on the way. We will talk to you on Monday. Have a brilliant weekend. Thanks everybody for working the show. Thank you.